I just was waiting at this red light and it was like, oh, I just was holding it and I just couldn't hold it anymore. And it started leaking. I mean, I'm so embarrassed to say this, even though this was like, I don't know how many years ago, 2 years ago, maybe? No, this is when I was a kid, remember.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Hey, it's Dr. Brian, and welcome back to this week's episode of the No Cap Health Show. I'm very happy and excited that you're here. This is going to be really fun because we're going to play the cap game. It's one of these rare cases where I'm actually going to do the cap game on the podcast. Usually it's on my TikTok, as you know. And before we get into it, if you have any questions for me, you can always get me on Cameo, cameo.com or the app, and I will always respond. And just another reminder, the film I was a producer on, the Stephen Holcomb story, won Best Documentary at the London Film Festival. So you can always find that film. It's a great film. My patient, Stephen Holcomb, who had keratoconus and depression, whoever came that to win an Olympic gold medal, is on IndieFlix. IndieFlix.com, and the app is on Apple TV, Roku, and soon to be Amazon, actually. So let's play this video. There's three things that it's going to cover, and we're going to see what's cap and what's not cap. Here we go.
Ah, there's something stuck in my eye.
Well, stop rubbing it.
But it hurts, and I'm just trying to get it out.
Instead, try just pulling down on your eyelashes. It'll force it to come out.
Huh.
That worked.
Dang it!
What's wrong with you?
Every picture I take, I have a double chin.
That's because you're not putting your tongue in the right spot.
Huh?
If you press your tongue to the roof of your mouth, it'll make your jaw more defined.
Oh!
I have to pee so bad that this person won't get out of the bathroom! Just scratch the back of your calf.
What?
The back of your calf. Scratch it.
Why is this helping?
The first one, the first body hack. If you've got something in your eye and you pull your eyelid down, will you get it to wash out? Cap or not cap? That is not cap. As a matter of fact, I remember even as a kid watching Saturday morning cartoons, and I think I was watching like Super Friends, where you had the Legion or Justice League with like probably messing up my DC and Marvel characters, but like Batman and Robin and maybe Superman. I think I've already screwed it up. But in any case, I remember watching this on Saturday morning and they would have these little public service announcements and there were little cartoons and one of them was this animated cartoon and somebody saying, if you got something in the eye, you get a little something in there, don't touch your eye, but pull your upper eyelid down over your lower eyelid and it will wash it out. And I remember trying it. And as an eye doctor and eye surgeon, I can tell you that actually can work. And the reason why is because when you pull your upper eyelid down over your lower eyelid, your eyelashes irritate the inner surface of your upper eyelid. And what happens when you get something that's irritating you? Your natural reflex, why did I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable? It's really reflex. But the reflex is to tear when you get something that's irritating you, right? It's your body's, your eye's natural response to get out whatever is bothering it. So that actually can work. It can increase your tearing and potentially flush out something that got in there. Now, I will say this as a caveat, very important to wash your hands with warm soapy water or cleanse them with some sort of cleaner, because if you touch your eyes, you can give yourself infections. People never realize this, but you can actually give yourself COVID, the flu, even, of course, pink eye. These are all viruses we're talking about. So always be really careful. If you're going to use this little trick, to wash your hands with warm soapy water thoroughly before touching your eyes. Now, another thing you can do too is rinse your eye with water. So you can go to the sink and sort of splash water in your eye. And it can be a little unnerving because here you are with trying to open your eyes as you're putting water in your eye, and you got a pretty strong blink reflex. So maybe good luck with that one. But if you can do it, that's another way. And lastly, if you go to the store and you just pick up a bottle, those artificial tears, they're really good lubricating eye drops, and just flush it, you can do that too. There's actually saline flushes and those other types of flushes also at the drugstore as well. So I think we covered this body hack. Let's do a little autopsy on this next one about how to get rid of a double chin when you're taking a picture. And if you, in fact, do put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, you're going to be flexing this muscle up there called the platysma. And that's a fun one to say. Sally sells seashells and platysmas by the seashore. I did it. Try to do that one like 10 times fast. So that will actually temporarily get rid of your double chin for a picture. So not cap. But let's talk about double chins, because there's still so much stuff just oozing on the social media about double chins and getting cut jawlines. So I would be irresponsible if I didn't have a little addressment of this. That's just my word for saying addressing. So, you know, hey, it's my show. I can make up my own words. That's the great thing. If you ever get your own podcast one day, you can make up your own words too. Adding a Y is another great way to make up words, because it just adverbizes everything you do. So I just made up another word, by the way. I think it was at my second or third one so far this episode. So any case, let's get this train back on track. So other things that people are talking about to get nice chiseled jawlines and chins is doing gua sha, which is cap. It will not give you a cut jawline. And also doing these jaw exercises like chewing gum, or you've seen those videos, of course, where people look like they're chomping on these rubber rolls that are probably better suited for a gym than in somebody's mouth to work out the jaw muscles. The problem is it can cause some real damage to your TMJ joint. That's the joint in your jaw. So really not recommended. No doctors, no dentists recommend doing this, or excessively chewing gum to build up those muscles. There's just no need to do that. If one does want to lose some fat around the jawline, then losing weight the old-fashioned way with caloric deficit will do it. And then also, from a procedural point of view, there's a product called Kybella with a K, K-Y-B-E-L-L-A. And it actually is injected by a doctor multiple times in an area around the jaw and is FDA approved for this. So there is something that's pretty minimally invasive. And what it does is actually dissolves some of the fat by essentially injecting refined, sterilized bile salts, which comes from our gallbladder to help us break down a big, nice, juicy, fatty meal. And that is what is being used to break down some of the fat in the jaw. So that is FDA approved, called Kybella. Okay, let's move on to the next one about if you've got to pee, and we've all been there, is rubbing the back of your calf. So is it going to somehow reduce or eliminate the urge to need to take a leak? So, by the way, that is the medical term for urination, take a leak. If you look it up in any medical textbook, you will see that, which is not true. Nope, that's not true at all. I'm just making that one up. But it is urination, actually. That is the technical medical term for it. And is this cap or not cap? This is cap. Yes, this is cap. So it's close. We're in the right anatomy in terms of something that can help decrease the urge when you have to pee really, really badly. And that is with the calf. So like I said, we're in the right proximity. We're in the right muscle. But instead of rubbing, you actually need to stretch your calf. So if you do a calf stretch, that has been shown and reported to decrease that need for urgency to use the restroom. And I wish I would have known that when I was a kid, because I'll never forget. I must have been in maybe like fourth grade. I was walking home from school. And, you know, when I was a little guy, I just never liked to use the bathrooms in school. I mean, I'm not OCD or anything. I wasn't back then, but I just at the time was not comfortable with, you know, going to a public bathroom and doing your business. So I would hold it until I would get home. So I'd hold it all the way. I had really strong bladder muscles back then. And as opposed to now, I wear Depends all the time, which again, I'm joking. But if somebody needs to, you know, it's okay. Not passing judgment. That's why we have them out there in the market. But I just was waiting at this red light and it was like, oh, I just was holding it and I just couldn't hold it anymore. And it started leaking. I mean, I'm so embarrassed to say this, even though this was like, I don't know how many years ago, 2 years ago, maybe. No, this is when I was a kid, remember. And it just started, you know, that little trickle, that sense of warmth, which you shouldn't be feeling down your leg when you're in this environment. If you're in a pool, different story. But if you're in this environment, you shouldn't be feeling this. And so I look down, there's this like, I'm on the sidewalk and the sidewalk is turning dark gray around my shoe. Just this dark gray circle on the sidewalk is just emanating out from the epicenter of my foot. And I was just so embarrassed. And then thinking I'm going to have to walk the rest of the way home, like with a wet leg and wet shoes. And then lo and behold, my mom pulls up, sees me waiting. And she says, Brian, you want to ride home? Like my savior. And look, I still remember it to this day. So there's my pee story. There you have it. I've come clean with you all. So just to recap here on our body hacks episode. So number one, if you get something stuck in your eye, wash your hands really carefully, thoroughly. You can pull your upper eyelid down over your lower eyelid to create some tearing. That reflex may eventually flush out whatever's in there. You can also use saline solution, artificial tears, splashing water from the sink in your eye. Number two, if you are wanting to get rid of a double chin for photos, you can put the tongue to the roof of your mouth. It will cause that chin to go up. And also, of course, a trick I think most of us know is you just put the camera even a little bit elevated above the horizontal when you're looking at it. That's an easy optical way to try to get rid of a double chin. And for those of you that are more interested in procedures, there's a Kybella product that doctors, plastic surgeons can inject. And lastly, if you've got to go pee really badly and you're really concerned you're not going to make it, then stretch the back of your calf. And I will say this, actually, I just remembered yesterday I took the staff to Disneyland. If you saw my Instagram, you saw that photo of all of us smiling. It was so fun. And we're waiting in line for the new Star Wars ride, which is a really good ride. It's the new one in Disneyland, not Disney World. And it's not even a ride. I would say it's just more of an experience. So well done. Like you feel like you're part of this scene in one of the episodes of the movies. It's really something. So in any case, huge line. It breaks down frequently. I think it was the third time the ride broke down that day. And I really had to go. And we were really close to getting to the very end where we actually could start the ride. So I started stretching my calves. And you know what? It worked. It worked. It saved me from having to hope that my mom picked me up from Star Wars so I didn't have to walk around the rest of the day with a wet leg. So there you have it. That's the No Cap recap for today's episode. So next week, come on back, y'all, because we're going to be talking about the benefits of coconut water. So that's going to be a really fun one. And I love coconut water. And if you do, you'll want to listen. And even if you don't, you'll still want to listen because it's just fun to learn, right? We're all in the school of life. So don't forget to check me out on Instagram. If you've got any questions, DM me on my Cameo. I will see you next week. And reminder to go to IndieFlix.com or any of the other places where you find the app to watch this amazing film, Hulky, about Stephen Holcomb, Olympic gold medalist.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.